Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
LA, babe. Welcome to Los Angeles.
It's
welcome
Los Angeles.
Welcome to California.
Oh my God, Mariah, your video of you doing that is the best.
Oh, Staten Island Mom. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Really good.
You ready to hush up?
Yeah. No, we could start there. I like that compliment. We could start there.
We could start with the compliment.
The one good thing sent.
I don't know.
Zane, you look so like sick to your stomach right
yeah,
now.
I've been so nervous every day. Every day I wake up, I'm just like I'm sick to my stomach. I don't know why.
You should just see a doctor.
Like, oh my God, I think you're pregnant. Have you been throwing up? Are you craving food?
No. Yes. Well, I'm craving
just so
food, but
basic.
I'm not throwing
are
up.
You hungry?
Oh my all the time. Wait, if I'm hungry all the time, what
like,
does that
like
mean?
Like 3 times a day.
WebMD. You have cancer. Everything is just cancer.
Everything
with
WebMD.
You guys haven't been feeling like that at all? Like throughout,
I've just
like,
felt
especially
extra
these
stress.
Past 2 weeks.
Just stress.
Feel yeah. good.
I felt
really?
Overwhelmed.
No, I've been stressed out of my
yeah, life. Yeah, I go, since when?
Like, dude, you literally cried to me last night. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to lie. There's been a couple times in the past 2 weeks where I just let it all out.
Yeah.
And just cry. Oh,
yo,
yeah.
Yo, for real?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I thought about the other day? I've never seen you cry. I've seen almost every single one of the friends cry except for you.
Because nothing nothing makes me cry. But like lately, I feel like I'm pregnant. Like
that's
just constantly
so funny,
emotional.
Like, I never see you emotional. I even asked Kenny the other day. I was like, do you think Zane's happy right now? He's like, I don't know. I don't really see emotion.
I don't even think Zane knows.
I just have like resting dick face all the time. You can never see like how I'm feeling. Ever.
Resting dick face.
Mm. Resting dick face. Yeah.
Kenny.
Like, it's just like this.
Kenny, I'm listening.
Kenny, resting dick face for you is completely different. Yeah,
resting dick face is different for a gay man.
But yeah, we'll talk about it more, you know? Let's get emotional in this one.
I'm down to cry.
Can we?
Can we? You're like sitting here like this holding your stuff.
There's a tear coming out of my eye already.
All right, give him a second. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm good. Let's get started.
Okay.
Before I cry.
All right.
It's coffee time, baby!
Sorry you had to see those dance moves.
Well, I did it for a reason. I was entertaining somebody, but welcome back to Zane and...
Oh.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
Tearjerker.
I'm your host, Zane.
And I'm your other host, Heath. We're joined by the lovely Kenny and Mariah.
So let's get right to it. We have a very, very...
Again,
every
them.
Time we get introduced... Okay, let's get into it. We don't have much time.
Mariah knows not to even put the camera on them when they get introduced.
Ever.
Just cut right through. Well, we have a very, very special guest this evening. This TikToker has over 100 million followers on all platforms. Not just TikTok. She's not there yet. But on all platforms... I think that's like the most
she's
important thing.
She's more than
thing,
just
about,
a TikToker, Zane.
It's just, yeah, just following.
She's also
only thing that matters.
A very kind, one of the sweetest girls I've ever met on this platform.
I think it's the southern platform. Drawl.
It is, the southern comfort.
That hooks you in.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Madison Day.
Welcome, Addison Rae.
No, it's Allison Day.
Oh, Allison. Miriam.
Let's do it. Addison Rae! Addison
Rae!
Hi. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. It's Addison Rae.
You were saying you were a little nervous to be on this podcast. What other podcasts have you done?
This one? I've literally done my own and David's. So.
Okay. Well, you
have
we'll
plug
own,
it in.
So.
My own podcast, Mama Knows Best.
Already plug in. We're not even a minute and a half.
And that's how she has over 100 million. Constantly
self-promotion.
How's
are you
your day going?
My day is good. What did I do today? I didn't really do... Yes, I did. I did a lot of stuff today.
I feel like she does more in one day than we do in a week.
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I had a live stream I had to do. Mm-hmm. And then I did
you're alive today?
I'm alive, somewhere. But I'm dead.
I was on like a different... It was like on a brand's YouTube channel.
Oh, cool.
Okay, cool.
With my brother.
You know, just getting that cash, getting that coin, mm-hmm. you know? Okay. Well, introduce yourself, Addison. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Addison Ray, and I do a lot of things.
How tall are you?
Very good.
Let's get to the good stuff.
Give us your slate.
I'm Addison Ray. I am 5'3". I say 5'4", so it gives me an inch. And I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I live in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, I thought you were from Utah.
What?
Literally the other day.
Are you being serious? I'm from Louisiana. Utah's not in the South.
Louisiana?
No, yeah, we were going over questions.
You literally just said I'm a Southern girl.
I don't do the research. Kenny does. I'm sorry.
You're wearing a Hey Y'all sweatshirt.
Do you literally know where the states are? I don't, yeah. But do you?
We go over questions. I go, hey, do you want to ask her anything? He goes, yeah, we can ask her what life was like in Utah. I go, did she go to Utah?
I went to Utah for a vacation.
Well, how was it? Close Zane enough. Wants to know.
Beautiful. It was beautiful, Zane. Thank you for asking. It was me and my
mom.
It's
really nice. I saw yellow snow.
Did you pee in it?
No, I played in it.
After somebody else peed in it.
But yeah. You're a TikToker. You do a lot of different things, like TikTok, and you are.
That's all
now...
I have to offer. It's my only personality trait.
Well, no, I know that you. I know that you're a good actress because I've seen it before. You've acted out a scene to me before, which I thought like when you at the moment I was like, oh, she's about to act out, and then you were really good. I was like, oh shit, you should do acting. That was really impressive.
Thank you.
And now you are because you are in a movie, which is so fucking exciting.
Yeah, congrats. That
Thank
is
you
incredible.
So much. I know it's crazy, but I feel like it's also scary because it's like. I mean, everyone knows how, like, people react about influencers being in, like, films.
Yeah,
or, like,
it's a negative annotation to it.
I think it's just because, but I get it. It's like you see someone's personality so much that you can't imagine them as a character, you know? Mm-hmm. Which I think is why a lot of actresses / actors don't put themselves out there as who they are because then it kind of takes away from, like, characters.
Honestly, yeah. I never even thought of it like that.
Yeah, but that is what it is because that's why people can't believe it as well. But I feel like unless you're... really good at it and like practice a lot. I mean, which I've been doing, you know, like I've been really taking it seriously these past probably 10 months now.
Wow.
So, but I've done acting my entire life which is why it's like weird for me to be able to say that. Cause I'm like, I know I've done it. Right. And people are like, oh, she definitely can't act. And I'm like, no one even knows that I did in Louisiana
or
Utah.
Have you been taking, because I know like when you brought it up to us like a while back, which like when you told us it was so fucking insane because I remember because Todd just showed me that movie for the first time like a couple days before you told us that. And I was like, oh, my God, like that movie was such like an iconic movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was an iconic movie.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I've never seen.
Oh, wow.
Say what the movie is real quick.
Yeah, though. The movie's called She's All That, right? Mm-hmm. Correct? She's All That with Freddie Prinze Jr. and
Rachel Lee Cook.
And yeah, it was like a big movie. It was like ahead of its time. I think that's how they say that. Talk about that movie, right? And... yeah, and they're doing a remake of the movie or a re-edition of the movie.
Yeah.
And they're having you star.
He's All That.
He's All That. That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so really fucking exciting. Cool. But
my character's name is Padgett.
Padgett.
Okay. Padgett. So you can call me Padge.
Very LA name. What are the other names in that movie?
Cameron.
Oh, okay.
Did they specifically came to you and were like, we want you to fill this role? Like, we envision you being this person?
No, it wasn't necessarily like that. I mean, I had to go through like a long process of it.
Okay, so you auditioned with other people?
I auditioned,
people.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, incredible.
Auditioned.
Oh my,
really
auditions. Intense process.
So sick.
I was going to say, was that your first audition or like had you gone on auditions
before? No, I've done like self-tapes and in-persons before that. Mm. And then that one was kind of like... the one that got it, you know, the one that stuck.
Were you super nervous when you did the audition or are you just like, oh, I'm going to kill this?
No, I think because I had done self-tapes before that I didn't get. So I was like, right. Honestly, it's just like another one I'm not those. Getting.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I feel like that's the best way to go that. Into it too. Just like, oh, I'm not going to get it. So I might as well just
do my best.
Yeah. How'd you feel when you got the call?
Well, I was actually like just had finished filming a podcast episode on Mamano's. I'm
getting
it again.
She's good.
No, but I'd actually just finished filming one of my podcast episodes and we were outside of the place we film. And I was like also having like a breakdown that day, which was really unfortunate. But like I was crying in the car, like about just like it was like a lot of stuff with like mental health, which like sucks. But it was just like I was really overwhelmed, really stressed. And then my agents were in the car, too. And they're like, OK, I was like bawling my eyes out. And they're like, all right, we have to get on a call really quick. Can you get on it? And I'm like, I'm literally crying. What are you guys talking about? And they were like, no, we think we should get on it. And so I got on the call and then I got told it.
Wow.
By the producer.
And that's Hollywood, baby.
That's so cool.
And then I was like, oh, my gosh. and then I started crying happy tears. And then after
that, it was a mix of everything.
Yeah, and then it kind of was so exciting. It was really exciting, yeah.
In a year.
I know, like, actually.
We talk about it all the time. We're like, a fucking year. It has, like, has it even been a full year since you, like, made your first TikTok?
October,
yeah,
right?
My first TikTok was made in July last year.
That's incredible.
Well, actually, this one I downloaded the app, really, and then posted my first one. And then I hit 1 million followers last October. No, October 27th okay. last year. I hit 1 million.
Oh, that's absolutely
insane. Now, when you started TikTok, did you like get into it thinking like, I want to do this professionally? Like, I want to make something out of this?
Professional TikTok.
No, but like.
I was just about to say
I think you mean just entertainment.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like as a profession.
Mm-hmm. So my entire life, I've like was in competitive dance. And I feel like anyone in competitive dance like grows up wanting to perform and entertain. Yeah. So it wasn't like a question for me. It was kind of just something I'd always had a passion for. And then. In Louisiana, like realistically, Zane, are you okay? I'm kidding.
Continue.
Zane, pay attention.
Slowly falling over.
He falls asleep. He's like, and now I fall asleep randomly all the time.
I was off camera, but the fact that you just talked to me and she's gonna put the camera
now
on.
Now I'm gonna
me,
put
I
the camera on.
Love this spot.
Right? I'm just saying.
I need everyone to have coverage on this episode. No, but in Louisiana, it's like not really common for people to just be like, oh yeah, chase your dreams. Like it's very routine in the South. You know, it's like,
yep.
You know, you kind of know.
Most people get like stuck.
Yeah, well, because it's
like,
just
especially
it's,
in Florida,
and like, not in a bad way. It's just like, oh, it's you kind of grow up knowing like this is comfortable, and like you know, you go to high school, you graduate, you find someone you love, and you marry them, then you go to college,
and then you have babies by 18.
Yeah, over there, it wasn't necessarily like anyone pushing me to do anything about it. Like, oh, you love to do this, like cool. Dance for your college
team
or something.
Were your parents helping you and like pushing you a lot to pursue your dreams?
Yeah, 100%. They always have been supportive. But I think they didn't push me to do anything about it because I didn't necessarily have that like... I've always had drive to do things and like intention. But I never like... I also was in a relationship for a really long time. And like for 5 years, like, you know, high school all throughout. Yeah. And so like in that relationship, I was like, oh, I definitely don't want to move ever or leave, you know, and not be with this person. Because I kind of thought like, oh... In Louisiana, you know, you find the one you want to be with and then you stay with them and then you kind of stay
there's
where they are.
There's nothing else. Like, life doesn't
exist. Exactly.
That
so that's kind of how I thought. And so they never, like, pushed me outside of that because I didn't want to be pushed outside of that. Mm-hmm. But then once I did go to college, I went to study sports broadcasting journalism, which was kind of going to be, like, for me in my brain, it was like, this is my way to, like, get into, like, entertainment, you know, without having people being like, okay, that's unrealistic. You're not going to go to LA and you're not going to be a movie star. You're not going to do that, you know?
But you had the intention or hope of
I had that kind of my mindset was also thinking like, okay, this is going to be the way I do it, you know? Yeah. Because if I can't do it by going to LA and making it, then I got to do something about it
start
here because I love this. Yeah. And then I went there for a few months. I was there for, like, 3 months in college and... I realized I was really bad at, I wasn't bad at writing papers, but it was just taking a lot of time and I didn't want to spend my time writing papers. I wanted to do the talking. And so I went to my like counselor's office and I was like, so can I get the papers to switch to pre-dental? Which was like, obviously, I know,
that's
completely opposite.
Job, right?
Pre-dental.
Right? So and then literally, I think 2 weeks later, I went to LA for the first time. And then I was like, all right, I want to move there. And then in November, I was like, hey, mom and dad, I literally have to move. And I had just hit 1 million that following like few weeks.
What did you go to LA for, though, that first time? Was it because of like TikTok? Or
Because Famous Birthdays had like messaged me and was like, let's do an interview. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm like next door.
There's no.
I literally booked a trip.
I'm down the block.
I'm on my way to get you. Yeah.
It's the only person that sent a happy birthday to Zane on Twitter.
And then deleted it.
I had two verified birthday posts from verified accounts. And one of the most famous birthdays and the other one was this other article and they deleted it after 10
minutes. We got no traction.
They didn't get that retweet. They were like, pull it.
Pull the plug.
Yeah, you definitely need to say it's your birthday when it comes to like social media, like you know.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta play it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year I just didn't care. Really?
So I was just like, I didn't really
care. So would you say they like gave you like your big break and inspired you to come out here?
I wouldn't say like big break or anything, but I would say like it definitely was like my excuse to get out to LA like ASAP, you know? Yeah. And then I did that. I came here.
Did you like it?
And the Famous Birthdays?
No, LA.
I loved it. I mean, I came here one other time before that trip and it was when I was 16 and I like begged my mom to take me here with my cousin and my best friend. And I was like, please, for my 16th birthday, that's all I want is to come to
probably
LA.
Took a picture like this.
So we did. Oh, 100%. Like 30.
It's so exciting because you're coming from like, not to say nothing, but you're coming from something that's completely different from like what you grew up
you
in.
You went from LA to LA.
LA to LA.
Yeah.
And
Do you miss Louisiana?
I get asked that a lot and I feel like the answer is always no.
Okay.
Not because of anything specifically. Like I love my family that is all there because most of them are in Louisiana and Texas. But from like a home like standpoint, no, because I don't really have a sense of home, which is like so sad to say. But yeah, like I really don't. I've like moved to so many places.
Yeah.
While like throughout my childhood that I like don't have a sense of like, oh, if you could go back home, I'm like, where is that? You know, like what exactly is that?
Because do you know where you started? Like where
I was born in Lafayette and then after fifth grade. So like I mean you can't really remember that much from that time. So it's like I wouldn't go back to like be around people that I was with until I was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And then in sixth grade I went to Houston and I lived there for 3 years and then I moved to North Louisiana, which is a completely different place. And then I lived there for high school and then I moved to Baton Rouge for college. I just hit my face on the mic.
That's crazy.
She's a wanderer. Okay.
Yeah. And then I moved here. So it's like I've just all like the important parts of your life. I was like living somewhere else. So it's like middle school, high school, elementary.
Do you even have like
places.
Any hometown like friend, like best friends? Like for, like.
Yeah, I have two.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. I know we're already past the whole, like the you shooting this movie, but I want to know a little bit more. Like, how is it like filming? Like, do you like it? Is it something you can do after this movie? Like,
totally. It's insane. The feeling is crazy. I thought I was going to be extremely nervous my first day. I posted a TikTok on my first day on set though.
Yeah,
in my trailer. And, I don't know. It was like not as scary as I thought it was, but I think because I had kind of done like work on other like I did a Nickelodeon show and things like that and like I was on one and then I did like something for reality and things like that so I feel like I kind of knew what it was like to have a camera like that around me but it is completely different than like YouTube and stuff right because you're talking to the camera and so like being aware of the camera and knowing where it is but like never looking at it was like kind of something I was scared about
It's also different seeing like everybody around you right
I mean
like,
there's
the
like
entire like crew
it's really crazy but I wasn't as nervous as I thought I was and I think I did what I could and I did my best so.
Was everybody like really like everybody like the production crew everybody like really sweet to you throughout the whole
they've all been really nice to me like super supportive and like always like affirming me when I deserve it. Like they definitely aren't gracious with it. Cause I mean, they're people that have done this forever, you know, they know what's right and what's wrong. But the director's like really good to me about being like, hey, you know, try this or like, let's do this or like maybe change your intention here. You know,
once you got the role, like did your agency set you up with like an acting coach or did you already have an acting coach to like run lines with?
Yeah,
or?
I had an acting coach and I have had acting coaching throughout high school and middle school. But yeah, I mean, I definitely like switched it up and kind of like took it to the next level because it was like, okay, it's serious, you know, it's like
big
really
time.
Serious
right.
now.
Yeah.
So I was spending a lot of time on calls with like my acting coach and the director and just like the cast and like getting to know people. I was on like Zooms every day.
So what's it like with the the love interest in the movie? How's that going?
I mean, it's like not, I don't know. I guess I thought from an outside perspective always that it was like super weird, you know, like I was always
that's
like
how did
they not like or do they fall in love? Do they fall in real life? I mean, have you all seen Cobra Kai on Netflix?
No,
the guy that plays my opposite, he's like one of the characters on that.
Oh, okay.
I've heard it's really good.
Did you watch it? So you can
no,
see
I didn't.
Like
I did look at his scene, like a few of his scenes up because I was like curious, but I also like did chemistry reads with him over Zoom and stuff, but also Zoom is completely different than like real life.
Oh,
you know?
That is weird.
Because
so
we were doing everything
in person,
on Zoom.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because normally
so much harder.
Yeah.
It
normally
is.
Normally
you
do like
can't
a
really
table
tell.
Read,
yeah.
but there's there.
You can't.
Yeah,
we did like
can't
a table
now.
Read on Zoom.
Wow.
Oh, weird.
Fuck. That's so cool.
Yeah. VoiceOver is doing the same thing too. Normally they would read in person, but they can't now. So it's like
I totally get it, but like isn't I feel like that's essential to make a movie. To like be
have
in,
physical like in person chemistry.
Not if you're really good, right?
Because you guys don't have to be like on top of each other. You could be 6 feet apart, like with your mask on, doing the reads. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that would be a better like way to practice.
It's
than
also
over
like,
a Zoom call.
But the mask, like it's also like your full face, like. I think it's better to see the full face and have that emotion in your face than to have the mask on.
I agree. Because also too, it's like you're not on like set, nothing, like you're literally sitting at a table for a table read. Mm-hmm. It's not, you're not doing any sort of body language, anything. So honestly, for Zoom, I mean, it might be better
it's
not
the
to
best
do it in
bet.
Person.
Yeah, but that's
I'm also
insane.
Weird too. Like to me, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna perform much worse on Zoom than if I just do it in fucking person. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, but that's just Zane.
That's just me. I'm not a fucking actor, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Heath and I have been in front of the camera before, and it doesn't go well.
It does not go well. It's awful. You don't want to see that.
But if you do, turn into Cloud or Banks.
Hey, I think we actually did a pretty good job on that.
Cloud or Banks, that was easy.
You guys are good.
When I'm comfortable with the people around me, I feel like I'm much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Bryce ever get a little jelly of your love interest in the movie?
I've heard some people do. Some actors on set.
I mean, no. It's like, it's a job, like, you know, it's work. So, mm-hmm. And it's like, if I'm like passionate about something, I feel like if I'm surrounded by people that are just going to get jealous about the things I'm passionate about or like want to do, mm-hmm. like, I shouldn't really have them around me.
Yeah. Cut a bitch off. Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys doing good? Are you guys like a little fling? A little.
When is it going to be official?
I don't know. Why don't you tune to my YouTube?
Plug it, babe.
Damn,
gotta start doing this.
I know. This is good. None of our guests have done this shit yet.
Well,
this
we just don't have anything to answer those questions.
Like, yeah, that's true.
We couldn't even be like, make sure to check out the video tomorrow because we don't have a video tomorrow.
We don't have a video.
We don't have a video.
That's funny. Yeah, no, it's cool to see it because like you guys seemed like you were a thing for a while and then it like stopped and then now seeing all the Halloween videos mm-hmm. and stuff, getting a little touchy feely.
They were hot.
It was hot.
I'm alive.
Yeah, that was an interesting time.
Well, I mean, like back in September, I feel like you were kind of saying that things were just really confusing between you two, would you at least say that like now you kind of know what you are, where you're headed, mm-hmm. or like it's a little bit more definitive than it was
everything,
back then?
Everything makes sense now. Like I'm not like feeling confused, which I feel like that's the worst feeling to have about anything, you know, is when you're confused about it, it's like usually not the right thing. Because it's like, why is it even confusing me in the first place? Mm-hmm. If you're not sure about it. But like now I definitely feel like, I mean, we've gotten to the point where we can talk about like what kind of direction everything is and like where we are and like what we're doing separately. And, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like it's definitely more clear.
I think it's important too when you're like, because you've been talking about how busy you are. It's like communication is so important.
No, I agree.
When you guys aren't physically seeing each other a lot, it's like you have to keep at least like a line of communication to keep it like on the same page.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in the beginning too, it can get so confusing. But like once you set boundaries and you guys like just respect each other's like space and know like what's,
exactly,
especially then, if you're working a lot, it's like one less thing to worry about.
Yeah, 100%.
Work is work.
And I think so too. Like around the time when I was like so stressed out about everything and like very confused, it was because I was also like that in my like personal life, like my own life, you know. I was like, I don't know what I want to do or where I want to go or like what's the next thing for me or like what, you know. Like I was also just feel like spending my time like doing things that I wasn't sure of, you know. Like I was just like, what am I doing, you know? Like I, there was no intention behind a lot of things I was doing at the time, so it was like coming in with that, it was just like a mess.
So it's just another thing that you weren't sure about.
Yeah, it was like, just like, oh my god. Yeah, because I'm like, nothing I'm doing is I'm sure about, so what, who's to say I'm sure about this? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm sure about that, because I'm not sure about these things that are important to me.
You That's know? A good point, because I mean, now I feel like there's so many concrete things that like you know what you're doing right now. Like you have Item Beauty, you have like the movie that you're filming now. Like I feel like so much has probably
hired.
Like so much has materialized. It's probably easier to like look at things in a way of like, okay, no, this is what I want, this is what I don't want.
100%. And I feel like that cleared a lot of things up for me, like mentally.
It's good. You were tweeting some sad things yesterday.
Transition.
I'm like,
by the way, Kenny,
you know what? You did mention that the other day, and then I looked like just a few hours ago, and it was a sad face. I was like, oh wow, more sad tweets today. It's not just a few.
Are you happy or are you sad?
I'm happy. I am happy. I think there's moments when I'm sad, but I think that's
and that's
right.
And that's supposed to be.
I think there are. That's should be.
If you were happy all the time, that'd be so. That would be more stressful,
right? Because I'm like, is something going wrong? Is there? There's something that has to be coming up wrong. You're like, I feel like when you're too happy, then you're like overthinking that the fact that something wrong is going to happen.
Right.
That's what I feel like. I felt like I was like a few years ago. I felt like I was always happy. And now it's just like, it's all the sadness that I've missed out on.
Life is starting to hit on you.
It's catching up.
Yeah.
It's just catching up to me. And now I'm just, it's hitting me every day.
Yeah.
What's been making you sad? What's like been the main root of?
I mean, I feel like I'm always like a happy person. Like I love, I love to smile. I love to laugh. I just think for me, it's been like a little bit of stress is like the only thing that's making me, I'm not actually sad, it's just like stressed and like overwhelmed.
You probably feel really overwhelmed with all the workload you have going on right now. You probably don't have enough time to like obviously you're focusing on stuff that you like, which is like your work, but like actual like downtime to like do things that you enjoy as like a person. And like
I think it's dealing with like my mental health is like, I don't have enough time for that sometimes, you know. I'm so busy with other things.
But the good thing is
I love all the things I'm busy with, like, and I'm obsessed with them and they're amazing, and I couldn't imagine spending my time any other way. But it's like at the same time, it's like there are like, oh, I read the comments, or like, oh, I on my For You page I see duets and I see this and I see that, and it's like upsetting and like hurtful.
Just know that there's a lot on your table. Like there's a lot that you are, I feel like, that you're like, you have going on right now. Like I feel like influencers throughout like 8 years altogether, I feel like, has not gotten what you guys are getting in that short amount of time. Like,
no, I agree. And it's insane to me. Yeah, it's so crazy. And I think that's another part of it too, is like, there's not really that many people you can go to and like ask, like, what do I do? What am I feeling? Because there's just, it hasn't been like this, you know, really ever. Like, and on to the next subject. I'm kidding.
Sorry, I lost my track of thought. I'm gonna go
find your train of thought in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Here it goes.
He's just waiting for me to lose my train of thought.
I'm like, stumble.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons.
You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Everybody doing good?
Welcome back to the podcast. Anyway, good? Where were we? Yes. Anyways, where were we?
Probably somewhere in Utah.
I don't know. Zane lost his train of thought, so we're moving on.
Let's have a little bit of fun.
I thought his bitch in a hot seat.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh. Honestly, Addison, hot seat is like my least favorite game in the entire world.
And why do we play when they put me in it?
I don't know, because we want to fuck around with Addison a little
Hello?
Bit.
Hello, okay.
I just
like seeing how honest people get.
Okay, let's do it. You're like, honestly, no, it's so true, because I feel like with hot seat, you can totally just lie about it, but everyone gets super honest, and you're like, okay.
That is weird.
Right? Huh? You could literally just be like, oh, well, and then say something else, but everyone always is like, oh no, we're playing hot seat, so I have to actually say it. And
it's
like,
because
no,
people can't lie quickly. Mm-hmm. It's like, they have to think about it, and
just
you already
wait
know.
Just wait for it, I got you. I got you.
Paranoia is worse.
It's literally the devil's game.
Ugh. All of Stoss's friends would play that shit. I'm like, yo,
that's
you guys,
where we
this
learned
is
it.
Bad.
Yes,
bad.
I learned it from y'all.
I learned it from... I'm not gonna.
Remember we played it? Y'all, do y'all remember we played it that one night?
It
and it got
like,
so awkward.
Yes,
it causes legitimate fights.
Yeah,
legitimate fights where people don't talk.
There were people there that we didn't know. And then people were like saying their names in them and we were like, okay.
We have to.
Oh, hold on. Was this
yes, the one in the hot tub?
Oh my god, that was when I brought
Yes.
Can we say? Can we talk about that really quick?
Yeah, sure.
It's funny.
Oh my god,
Zane brought. We were out by our backyard, and Zane brought over a Tinder date, and she came with a friend, and they were total strangers to us. And we played this game called Paranoia.
They're very nice.
Sweet girls. Yeah, where you sit in a circle. It's horrible. Don't play it.
Baby, if you are confident in your skin,
No.
If somebody was like, who's got the most fucked up hairline? And then they point
No.
Like, baby, like... I know it.
Okay, let me explain the game. So you sit in a circle with friends and or cool people, and you whisper to the person next to you a question. Say it was, for example, like, who has the worst hairline here? You would whisper it to them. Then you would flip a coin. If it was heads, you have to admit what the question was. And if it's tails, you move on and nobody ever knows what
but
it is.
But you point at the person
who it is
before you flip the coin.
You
so
ask
you're
the
like
question,
being
you
honest.
Right.
So, but no, but like, I do remember when we played it here, someone was like, who do you fake laugh at the most? And I think Zane pointed at me and I was like,
yes.
Okay, I'm actually offended.
Oh my god, she remembers.
I fake laugh the most,
but I don't think you're allowed to point at yourself in that game, so I pointed at you.
Who do you fake laugh at the most?
And you said Addison. So you said that I was not funny, pretty much.
I think I did that as a joke.
I have to be honest,
like,
I've gotten funnier since then, so it's okay. I've gotten funnier since then.
She's been taking improv lessons.
Yeah. From Jason.
Yeah, but continue the story. It's an awful fucking game, and nobody came up with a game. Jeff came up with that game to play.
Jeff came up with that game. It's because that certain group of friends taught us how to play.
He just testing people, though. Jeff trying to get people riled up.
Yeah. Jeff played that game with, we played that with Sauce's friends, and that it went horribly. I'm not going to talk about it, but it went horribly.
That's rough.
Fight,
it's so
everything.
Mean.
And then I think after that was the last time we played the game. And then Jeff was like, let's play this game. Mm-mm. Just because I think he just wanted
he
to
loves
see
it. Yeah. Let's wind people
and
up.
As soon as he said that, I was just like, of course you're going to do it right now with this
girl.
To me. Because it's not going to get pretty. And like the people playing.
Can I say what that one question was?
Which one? Oh, the one that she got pointed at? Oh, yeah, sure.
And then she left right away.
She
was so nice.
She was
and I was
so
like,
nice.
Zane, she's so pretty. She's so
honestly,
nice. Like, I actually really like this girl.
I don't even remember
somebody
who answered
asked,
the question.
Somebody asked our friend, who is the biggest clout chaser here? And he pointed to Zane's girl.
That was it was so awful.
And then it was heads.
Obviously, he did it. Like, I think it was like he did it as a joke.
As a joke, because no one knew her.
But
yeah.
The girl but did not. Like,
no, and it was really sad. I would have felt so uncomfortable if that was me.
It was
yeah.
so yeah. fucking like, okay,
she doesn't know anybody here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it was
that was
really
probably
sad.
Like his easiest way out, because it was the only person he didn't know here and didn't want to like point at one of his friends. So it was just like.
But what I did like about
her awkward position,
she kind of snapped back, but she kind of like was giving juicy questions after that. And I was like, oh, she can hang.
Yeah.
Like she was like kind of okay with it. She was like, oh, okay. All right. I see how we're playing.
But she was really nice.
And I'm the type of person when like it's like something it gets sour. I just cut it. I actually like I really enjoyed her and I was gonna hit her up but like I never did because of that game.
I told you to hit her up because I actually liked her. I was like, she was really fun.
I know you didn't. I did too, but I was just like, that was so bad. I was just like, fuck, that's it.
Do not play.
Just story. She's gonna make a TikTok story time. We'll see.
Anyway,
we'll see.
So let's
we'll
play hot
soon.
Seat now. Make everything worse.
Yeah.
But hot seat's a little different. It's basically we're gonna do a fast paced round of questions.
Oh gosh.
And you have to answer truthfully. Who is your celebrity hall pass?
Celebrity hall pass?
Yours. Like if you
like Bryce would let you hook up with a celebrity. It's like your hall pass.
And it's not Bryce Hall.
No, I know. I honestly like. I feel like there isn't one for me. That sounds so lame, but there isn't because I don't really like have just a celebrity.
That's fucking
thing.
Bullshit. You're not playing the game right. You're supposed to be truthful.
Ryan
supposed to be honest.
I don't know.
Come on.
All right.
Fair enough.
Did you ever have a crush or liked David Dobrik?
Got him.
Wait, that's so funny.
Is that even on the list?
I feel like I didn't know that I had a crush on him, but I was like, oh my gosh, he's just so passionate about what he does. It's so cute.
I have one more question. Did you ever, you used to do those asterisk tweets. Was it ever about David Dobrik?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes, and I texted him about that.
Yes!
Wait, what is that asterisk tweet?
She did asterisk tweets. One of them was about David Dobrik, but I was right.
The fact that these are just questions y'all are actually wondering.
Yeah, these are not on the list, Zane.
I don't even know what is an asterisk
well,
tweet.
Well, you come up with questions on the spot.
Okay. What's an asterisk tweet? What is that?
So she would post like tweets, but like they're all asterisks.
I would asterisk them so people had to like decode them.
You have to decode it.
Nice.
But okay. Yeah, it was funny. No, I think like, but I don't think, I never would have been like, oh my gosh, I'm just in love with him. Or like, I would date him. I was never like that about it. I was like,
you're just tweeting.
And I also just, I like, that's what I was going to say. I don't have any celebrity like crushes because I'm not like, oh, this person's so hot and sexy. I like love passion. And people. So like when I noticed that he was passionate about like his vlogs and like watching him edit, then I was like, okay, like that's something I would
okay,
like in
he's
someone.
Fucking hot. Yeah,
no,
I saw
like,
the
it's
same
like something
thing.
I would like in someone. So yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, that's
drive,
one thing that I'm like, yeah, like that's attractive to me. So like, yeah, I thought that was attractive, but I was never like, oh my gosh, totally gonna come and like flirt. Like it was never like that.
Yeah, we definitely don't have drive, so it's like really hard for us to.
Have you ever kissed
like
David Dobrik?
No.
Who are you closer with, your mom or your dad?
Dad. But only because I'm more like him. I'm really close to my mom too, but my dad, like my mom thinks I'm close with my dad, so I'm just gonna say my dad.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Did you bail Bryce out of
did
jail?
You brail?
Did I bail Bryce out of jail? No.
I don't know about that story, so like that's
I mean I can say yes. I mean it
So you did.
No, I didn't, but like I could have.
Oh, what's your most used cursed word? Cursed word? Curse word.
Shit.
Bleep.
Shit.
Bleep. That would have been a good answer. Damn it.
So you're like a good girl on the internet.
I'm a good girl always.
She's clean.
Yeah. But I'm clean off the internet too. I just
well,
like
I didn't mean it like you're just
I'm
like,
just a horrible person.
No, you're just like known as like you're like the cute little good girl like on TikTok.
So you think she's cute.
Got him.
Put Ethan the hot seat.
So okay. So what makes you attracted to a bad bleep? Like Bryce.
Ew.
I don't know. I feel like well, that's another thing is like people just see Bryce for like that, you know, the bad things he does or like whatever the stuff he gets involved in. But like he is very passionate too, and that's what I like. I love about. I did not just say love.
Oh my God!
I did not just say that. No, I do love that about him. I do love that about him. I love his drive, and I love that he is passionate about making videos and like passionate about like almost like producing things in a way. I don't know. I love that in people, and like Bryce has that so.
What does he need to work on?
Like work on as in change?
Yeah.
Probably just that, the stuff he gets in the internet. Like just me. I think for him, it's like, it's never really just, oh, insane things. Like, oh, this is absolutely horrible. But it's like, okay, come on. We could have done without that, you know?
Yeah.
So I think just thinking twice about things he needs to work on.
Impulse.
Yeah.
I think Bryce likes being like the bad boy. So I think
the shock factor.
Exactly. Yeah. So he sees that he gets like a reaction out of that. So I think he's like, just cool. Become a part of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like any other character.
We're working
other,
on it.
Like,
we're working on it.
Ever yeah. since his power got cut off, it was just.
It was just, yep. It was just lights out since then.
Nice.
He's already getting a power trip.
Very good.
Okay.
But I think it's important to like not. Because I do see some influencers, they get that wrapped up with their brand. Like, oh, I'm messy. I'm a bad boy. I'm a this. I'm a that. But it, like,
yeah.
Okay,
Zane. You are not a bad boy.
I'm messy. He said messy first, so I raised
Zane,
my hand
you're not a bad boy. You're just a horrible man. There's a difference.
And since the lights are out, he doesn't really see how it's influencing other people.
Right. Addison, good. Keep on going.
Thank you. The gears are going. Thank you. And I'm like, keep talking so I can get a second. Talking, let me think. I'm like, wait.
So if a movie was going to be made about you, who would play you?
I would do best, so me.
She goes, I'm an actress now, so I think I could do it.
I don't think anybody could, like, portray
I could
every exact emotion. I don't know, there are some good actresses, so maybe like Jennifer Aniston or something.
Right answer, she loves her.
I love that.
I love Jennifer Aniston.
I love her.
I just think she's amazing at acting.
She's our next
so
guest.
Like I want her in here. Are you serious?
Yeah
shut up.
In like 2 weeks. Yeah,
are you being serious?
Yeah
you're right after her.
That's
or
so
you're right before
cool.
Okay, wait, I'm gonna cry. I wish.
Oh my god.
Mariah cries when she lies.
Addison, I'm surprised you didn't know that Mariah was acting there. I mean, you're supposed to be an actress.
No, like, I genuinely believe that. I was very shocked. Because I was like, how the hell did you get Jennifer Aniston?
Why? Why would you be so shocked?
So, do you think we're
how
good enough?
How the hell could you get her?
Next question. Do you think
no,
we're
I'm
successful?
Saying, I didn't
couldn't
think
get
she'd...
her on my podcast and I tried.
I would have for sure tried. I haven't, but maybe.
I wonder what she's like in person.
Probably
she's probably the
amazing
best.
And perfect.
She's
and
probably
beautiful.
The best.
As we've only seen her act and stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing we talked about with
but
her.
But you know she's a
it's
good
true.
Fucking
no, watching
person.
Her
you can
interviews,
tell.
I like, I don't know. I,
you
just
can
like
tell.
I don't know. She's cute. I like
she's
her
cute.
Roles.
She's quirky.
She reminds me of my mom. She's like, I don't know. It makes me feel warm.
Yeah.
You think Jennifer Aniston is the hottest woman in the world?
I said that?
You've told me that multiple times.
I've never said that. I don't know. Pull it up. Pull up the receipts. I don't think I've ever
it's
said
okay.
that.
It's okay. The known thing is like, most guys want somebody that is like their mother.
Heath does a lot of things that I'm like, that is my father. It's really weird.
No, you want to know what it is because you grow up looking at love from your parents mm-hmm. or like maybe even the absence of it. And that's what you base your perception of love and like what you think a partner is.
That's exactly what it is. Very yeah.
So true. Then you're like, oh my gosh, that reminds me exactly. Well, obviously, because you were like, you've been conditioned in your mm-hmm. brain to think that that's how a husband was supposed to be.
Yeah. Isn't that so interesting?
And that's deep.
Ugh, I wish
that's
my
why
had
I think
a
Jennifer
dick.
Aniston's hot.
Own it, babe. Own it. Own it. Is that right?
I can't wait for her next week.
That was hard to say, huh?
In 2 weeks.
I wanna talk about your parents real quick.
Okay.
How do you feel about them being on the internet with you? And like, how did that even start? Like, obviously you had your success. Did they kind of get roped into it from you posting them, or were they like, oh, let's make a video together, or how did all this start?
Yeah, they clout chased me the same way Jason clout chased
Damn.
Me. No, I'm kidding. No. One of my first viral videos with my mom.
Right.
So I saw that. I remember
it.
That video.
Yeah. It kind of like started it with I started with my mom and then I kept posting with her. That was kind of just because I was like, oh, this video did good. Like, let me keep posting with my mom. Hello. Yeah.
Was that the one that Mariah Carey?
No, liked? it was before that. It was like us being like, they gonna hate me regardless. That's why I do
what I do. That's what I do, what I do.
See me in person, I'm flawless. It was like that. And then we did the Mariah Carey one and that one did good too. And Mariah Carey liked it. And that was like a huge
that's
deal.
So
for
sick. Wow.
So I was like, and that was when I was in college too. So I was so like, oh my sick. Gosh. But no, I always posted with my mom. So that she was kind of just always in it. And then I made her make an account.
Oh, you
in,
did?
Like,
you're
August.
The reason she made an account?
Yeah, in August, she made an account, and she posted one video on it, and that's the only video she had on there for, like, 5 months, and it, like,
it
blew up.
It makes sense. Oh, you wow. get, like, especially when things are happening quick, you get excited. You're like, yo, everybody post,
yeah,
like, let's
exactly.
just do this
and
together.
Yeah. And it kind of just came naturally with everyone else. I mean, no one ever was like, let me be in this. Like, it was, like, me being like, oh, my gosh, come be in this. Like, let's do this
I know,
together.
Like, your parents are pretty young, but... Were they confused? Like, my parents don't get it. They, like, literally don't understand it. But they're like, okay, it's working. Like, that's your job. Like, that's fine. But, like, I could never make my mom an account. She would not know what to do.
My parents
they definitely
like,
didn't
I feel
get
like
anything.
All of our parents just still don't understand
right. They
what
would
we
be,
do.
But they're just like, that's your thing. I like, they have no comprehension of, like, what it is and how it works.
It wasn't my parents were never necessarily like a, oh, what? We have no idea what's going on at all. What is social media? It was more like, we don't know how to work TikTok because, like, we have Instagram. Like, my mom knew what Instagram was.
But they adapted to it. Like,
but, yeah,
fine.
They got it because so I was just doing it so often. So it was kind of like, came natural for them. I mean, they still ask me to this day, like, so how do I, like, if I want to do the sound, but also a filter, and I'm like, okay. What, I mean, I help them, but
what,
I'm like, okay.
What did they think when they started getting, like, brand deals and, like, money off of TikTok? Like, how did they take it? Like, what was their...
I honestly, like, there was no reaction there. Not because they're like, yep, we expected it. It's more of like, oh, I guess this is our life now. Okay.
Like this let's is just the go new wave.
Yeah. And that's kind of just like how I think I've always lived life and why I've always been so happy is because I'm just like living in every moment. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Because I feel like that puts your expectations somewhere crazy. And then if it gets let down, it's like a big difference.
Right.
So like my parents, I think, have taught me that, like, just to be like, present, you know, and never like question things or be like, oh my gosh, what's going on, or like, I can't believe this is a thing. Just be like, okay, mm-hmm. this is my life, let's adapt to it, let's change, and let's keep going, and like see where it takes us.
You weren't here for that long before your parents moved out here too, right?
No, I was here for a month.
It was just a month.
Yep. And then I was like,
oh,
I need
your
them.
Parents moved out here like with you after like that?
Yeah, so I moved
frame?
Here in December by myself, and then I was here for a month, and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, so I need people that are that I'm comfortable with. And then
were they doing TikTok and like just social media full time at that point? Or they just like moved out here to support you? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, they didn't.
That's amazing.
My mom had an account and my dad, I don't think he had an account yet. My mom did. And then
did they still work? They left their jobs or like how
my
did
dad
that work?
Yeah, he did. But my mom has, she's been a stay at home mom for a while because I have, my brothers are like young. Yeah. I have a 7-year-old brother and a 13-year-old.
I was going
to
ask, what do Enzo and Lucas think? Like, are they just like, because they're so young. So I feel like, it could either be like them being like, this is our, like, we're growing up like this, like, this is all we know, or like, especially like Lucas, because he's so little.
I was watching.
But Enzo's like booking jobs, like, he's like acting too. Like, that's
it's
insane.
So crazy. Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, they live the same way. I think my parents just did a good job of raising us to be like, be grateful for what we have and let's just like live in it.
Yeah.
Like, be
that's
so thankful.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. Instead of like being too like, I can't believe that. Like all the time, like you should always just be humble and grateful, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what they've like drilled into
your brothers
heads.
Are definitely that. They're so like, they're so cute and like quiet.
They're like very respectful too, I feel like. And that's another part of it. It's not even me being like I, it's not that I'm like, oh, I never fangirl because this is my life. Like, it's not like that. It's more like, be respectful of other people. And I think Enzo and Lucas have learned that at a young age. Like, okay, be respectful. Like, yes, I'm freaking out because that is my favorite gamer, you know, but I'm gonna be respectful of the fact that they're here and like this is, you know,
that's
where
good.
I
they're,
am.
They're like getting like young and like they're so like aware at that age.
And I think I've always been really mature for my age, and Enzo and Lucas are kind of growing up that same way, just being able to be more understanding for things and like aware.
That's good.
And so,
but it's okay. It's okay to be kids too.
I agree. No, and they are 100%. I think they just know, they know like boundaries too, you know, like when it's too much. But they definitely have their fangirl moments now. That's cute.
Is Enzo named after Ferrari?
He's not named after Ferrari, but like
before
I think that was
Ferrari.
A thought about it, like, oh my gosh, that's funny, it's the Ferrari. I don't know, you know what, maybe I don't know.
Enzo he created Ferrari.
Enzo Ferrari is his
Got
full
it.
name.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
That's what he wants his first car to be. I'm like, I got you.
That's so sick.
I told him that today. We did the live stream together, and he was like, "What's three things you want?" We were not even together. We were on like live stream, like it was literally like a Zoom almost. But he was like, "What are three things you want to do before you're 30?" And I was like, "Go to the Met Gala, go to the Cannes Film Festival, and buy you a car."
And he was like,
"Wait, really?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, that's so nice.
Love that.
Oh, you're still in the hot seat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that seat still hot?
Your ass has been in the hot seat for 25
fucking minutes.
It's warm
now. It's warm.
It is warm.
It's warm.
It's warm now.
What's the last book you read?
Like, fully through.
Yeah.
The Bible.
The last book I fully read or, like, just glanced at?
Fully read.
Fully
completed. Okay. Probably is this book called Beneath a Meth Moon, and it was, like, it was for AR points.
What's
so that just goes to show you how long
What's
that
AR
was.
Points?
AR points is like you had to read them for school.
Oh. Right. Would you it's recommend it? It was good?
It was good.
Oh, hold on. You actually like read the books like, that they told you? Oh.
I only did the one, that one.
Oh.
I remember.
I just said I read it. I never. Read
it's alright.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Oh my
either.
Gosh.
Okay.
No. Take it back. Hamlet was the last book I read, and it was a really it's a play, but it's really really good.
We had to do that when you had to do it in school.
Mm-hmm. And Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. I forget about these in English class.
We all had to go home
and read them, and I actually read those. Yeah, and they were really good.
I didn't. I couldn't get
through
them.
They were so good
because I didn't know what was going on.
No,
I literally. I told Heath this. I swear on my life, the last book I read fully through was Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yo, what the fuck? I was about to say this.
Really?
Yeah.
In literally like seventh grade.
Was that a mandatory read?
No, that was the first and last time I grabbed a book from the library willingly, opened it up, read cover to cover, put it, not the full series, just the first book.
Right.
And I really liked it. But all the ones that we had to read in school, I never actually
read. That was fun.
Like,
never
read.
Do that again.
Like,
Mariah, are you being dead ass serious right now?
No, I just read your mind.
Those are the only books I've ever went to the library and picked up for me to read. That was
Isn't that
only
weird?
Books.
Weird.
They're good.
That's
why?
So weird. That's why? That's why I just screamed. Like, I don't know if you caught that, but I literally, I've never screamed like that
Isn't
on
that
any
crazy?
Episode. Yeah.
Like, why?
What the fuck, Mariah?
I can't. I don't have the attention span to sit there. Like, I'm not a classroom person at all. At all. I can't sit there. I'll just, me reading is the same line over and over again, and I'm thinking of other things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get through it. That. I can't.
But I did read those plays in English because I had a really good English teacher my senior year. And so I read those plays, and they were really good.
I always just cliff notes. I could not read a book to save my life when I was younger.
Spark notes.
Yeah, spark notes.
Is cliff notes the one where you just go and just find all the answers?
It just gives you like
It's a summary, right?
It's a summary, yeah.
Spark Notes was good.
Spark Notes was good.
Was after Cliff Notes.
Spark Notes was the website version of Cliff Notes. Yeah. Cliff Notes was like a little pamphlet that you could like pick up that had like a summary of the book. But Spark Notes was like the website.
You still had to read.
I couldn't even read the Cliff Notes.
I wonder what it's like now, because like we knew what we had back then, but like is it easy or is it just that much harder to find shit?
I'm sure you can find like a YouTuber breaking shit down.
Oh my god, yeah.
Audible. That's so true. It's probably all Audible.
Oh, true.
Audible Cliff Notes.
But you think it's like really easy now to find answers to any questions that like just
what
like homework wise.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Fuck. I'm just jealous. I just wish we had like, I wish we could.
Baby, we didn't do shit back then either. We cheated our way through everything.
I mean, I tried cheating. I feel like it was still hard to cheat back then.
But more importantly, what's your favorite bird?
A hummingbird.
Oh, no. Nice.
We have a lot of those around here.
Yeah. I love those.
And that ends hot seat.
I'm curious. Before we continue with these topics, is there anything like you want to talk about?
You can ask us any
hot
seat questions.
Hot seat.
We kind of put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh my god, do you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
I used to think that David paid y'all to hang out with him.
Did you?
In full seriousness,
wait, genuinely?
The first person that I asked was Corinna.
She told you yes, that bitch. Yeah.
No, she said no. She was like, ooh. I was like, how much, like, do y'all get, like, paid? Like, is that, because, like, it's y'all's job, pretty much, when y'all are in his vlogs, you know?
Yeah.
That's, like, your job.
Okay, so you worded that wrong. You thought he paid us to be in his videos.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that true?
No.
Never.
Never.
I mean, I got a Lamborghini out of it.
It started all of our careers. Like, we had very minor, like, compared to what we have now, we had very minor careers of how we started, like, in Vine and whatever. But once David bought that camera and started vlogging, all of our careers boost by like five times.
Yeah,
it was insane. So we felt like
no. She said that to me. She said it was more of like a
we were excited
like you,
to film.
You
with
help
him.
Each other.
Yeah,
like that was how
and,
it was.
And it was so much fun. And like we were getting followers out of it. But like it was David's project. It was David's vision, and we were all just so excited to help him out because like he was a very driven and very motivated and like. It excited us to see how excited he was about
it made, see, making his videos. Passion is so good.
It
like seeing someone
like we were on a show.
And true and genuine friendships.
Yeah.
It helps so much.
I agree.
And seeing how excited people got to like watch all of us in his videos and like how much they loved it and how funny they thought we are. It just, money didn't even matter. We just, like, because we were on David's videos for a year without like making our own channels or nothing. Yeah. It was just so exciting just to see.
No, like, it's so cool.
Happen.
And I was going to say that too. Like, I used to, I'm being completely honest here, before I came to LA, I didn't really watch David ever, like, which is like shocking, right? Because like a lot of people actually do. Like, a lot of people know who David is.
To me, like, I feel like most people like that start internet videos, I feel like they don't know really who anybody is until.
Well, but like a lot of college kids would know, like
college was a huge demographic for
and
him,
so I feel like I didn't ever know David, but it wasn't, I just didn't watch that much of like YouTube stuff, but and then so I thought that, but then I also was like I did start watching once I like met David, then I watched his videos because I was like, oh my gosh, I need to see like I need to see more, like what is this about, like what is hanging out with David, because like obviously he always had his camera and I was like, I want to see what that looks like, the in project And I was like, oh my gosh, I like thought you guys like played characters almost. But like, it's so funny because like, I'm like obviously close with you guys now. You know, like we don't hang out every single day like we used to hang out a lot more, but like when we were, I got super close to you guys, so I know y'all all very well. And so like now I'm like, oh my gosh, that's literally who they are. Like it's the best that like you have those memories to look back on all the time now. Like, oh my gosh, I did that. That's so crazy. That's just who I am, you know? And like that's the coolest part about being you guys in like those kind of videos is like that's literally your life that you're living, and it's like your personality and everything is a you, you know? So it's like genuine.
But also like heightened. Like there's obviously stuff that we know makes for funnier content.
No, I agree.
But it's us just having fun. Exactly. Like at the end of the day, it's just fun.
Exactly. Like, that's what I love.
Like right now, we don't look like I really don't watch any of those videos now, but I know in like 10 years, I'm gonna like just click on one video, probably the first one.
You're gonna cry.
And just watch all of them, and I'm just gonna like, it's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna You're gonna cry for sure.
It's like a home video.
Yeah.
It is.
It's really, really cool.
But it's like, edited really nicely. Home video that's like edited perfectly. You're not watching all the awkwardness, all the weird.
No, it's, like it's the, even it's more the emotional. Best parts about your life.
And it's even more emotional because you care about these people so much. Like it, they're not just like cast members. Like it's like real friends. And like I feel like what's really cool and helps you guys with your careers is that somebody from the friend group will give you a call and be like, hey, can we film this with you? They're in a heartbeat. Especially with David, like he's very like, yeah, of course, come over. Like
no, it's the best. It's so good. It's
so like healthy.
Y'all don't even know how like genuinely happy I was that I was like around you guys so much. This is turning like so emotional. I'm like, turn the camera off now. No, but seriously, like I feel like I never have told you guys that, but like just because like after like seeing how close you guys actually were, because like I said, I thought it was like characters, and then like when I realized that that's who you guys were, and then that you guys were like wanting me to be around y'all, I was like, okay, that's so sweet, because like I get it, I have followers, but like also you guys like hang out with me outside of that, you know? Like y'all especially were never like, oh my God, we're only inviting her over for this and this and this. Like it would always be like things outside of like, cause of course you want to film with your friends that are like, oh yeah, like it's cool. Like I'm with this person now and hanging out with this person. But like at the same time, it was like, you always made like every one of y'all made sure to always like invite me to things.
Cause so,
and, like I never felt that outside. Zane, are you crying?
Oh no. I was rubbing my eye.
No, but like y'all actually like are the first like group of people that I met in LA that like made me feel like, like welcome, like as a genuine friend, not just like internet stuff.
We try to keep it like as normal as possible, especially like when it comes to just.
But like
what
you
we
guys would invite me when there was no cameras. Like even when I went with Natalie and like them to like Las Vegas, like it was like Natalie, Todd, you like none of you guys came, but it was like that. Like Natalie was like, "Hey, we want to go to Vegas, like come," and I was like, "Oh my gosh, like what?" Yeah. And she was like, "There's gonna be no cameras, like absolutely none." And we didn't even take any pictures that trip, which just kind of sucks because like I'm like, "Oh, I want to look back on it." But like at the same time, it was like just because she genuinely was like, "Yeah, let's like come hang out with us. Like we think you're cool, you know? We love you." I don't know. It's really sweet. Good. I just love you guys. And like all the times we have had, even here or at Zane's house. Like think about all the memories actually we've had.
I know.
Like I'm just like sitting on the couch. Like they're so fun.
Or on the floor.
Yeah. But like at the end of the day, like we think you're really sweet. You're a really cool girl. Like I feel like the internet doesn't like get to you too much. Like when we hang out, and it's like, you know, you're a real person.
And also people on the internet don't see like a lot of parts of me, which like sucks. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, not even, I'm not just like, oh, it's because I like don't show them. It's just because like people don't see it in a 15 second TikTok, or like they don't see it in a 10 minute YouTube.
And they see that 15 second TikTok and they think they know everything.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's no one's business to know all about you. Like I don't need to know everything about you. He doesn't like, and everybody on the internet definitely doesn't need to know everything about you. It's like,
no, totally. But you guys see more of my personality than most people do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we love it.
I'm curious, did you ever see like, because I'm wondering, seeing that community of people and there's so many houses nowadays, does that life like appeal to you at all? Or do you think that like the whole house thing is something for the cameras and it's not maybe the most genuine?
I think it always starts off for the cameras. Yeah. It always starts off that way. Unless like, except for like you guys, it kind of happened. Because I thought that too. I was like, oh, or is that like the designated, like you're the vlog squad. Like, oh, let's make a vlog squad, guys. Like, no, it happened. Because I remember asking David about that. Because I was like, I have a question. Like, let me be real for a second. Like, was it like planned? Because like, that's how I thought it was because of the Hype House thing. You know, like not that the Hype House was just like all artificial, but we didn't even know each other. You know, we were like, oh, let's all like hang out and like be called this. It wasn't like, oh, we're all friends. Like, let's keep going with it, I guess, you know, that we're a group.
It's so weird hearing the story of when you guys first met David and he was looking up to you guys. Like he was going to his mom like, mom, I hung out with like these Viners, and like he was like freaking out about it, remember?
Yeah, it was like just us hanging out as like Viners together, and then after like we all became friends, we got a house together, And then David just started filming like.
But what's crazy about like when we all live together, we didn't live together because we're like, we're going to make content that not one. I feel like I'm going to be dead ass honest.
At the Denny House.
Not 1% was like, we're going to make content together.
We love hanging out together.
Because we genuinely like being with each other.
We were just like friends doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
If none of us had
to
post another Vine for the rest of our lives, we would have been in the same house forever.
I remember we had no idea what we were doing. And we just like moved into this house. Like a couple months into it, we were like, we were all like sitting in the hot tub and we're like, we should do like a hot tub series. And like, that was like our first idea of like making like content
that's
together.
That's so funny. Like, I'm stealing make, like, that.
I'm
literally going to do that.
I don't know you as well as everyone else, obviously, but like I've met you and hung out with you a couple times and like just upon first impressions, like you don't have your head in the clouds like about the whole fame thing. Like, I feel like you're very realistic about it all. Like, you know that at any given moment, this bubble could just pop.
I know,
and you have plans like for that to happen if it happens. Yeah, like if and when it happens. It's like it's admirable, I feel like, to have that at your age, like to know that. Because I feel like so many people would just be like, oh my God, like how long can I ride this wave? But you're like, it could literally end tomorrow and I will be okay if it does, you know?
Totally.
Like, I think that's like really, like,
I think I've gotten to a really strong place mentally as far as like, as far as this, you know, like my career and like things that I know I'm going to do. Like, I guess like financially as well. Like, I'm not being careless with my money. Cause I'm like, you, like I said, this can end any moment. Why would I be spending all this money on these cool things? It's like, no, like work hard now and like get my business done and do what I want to do. And then, you know, later on, I'll be able to be chilling on like an island or something.
Yeah, I think you have a really
and if not,
view.
I still will live with my family.
You said you would for sure.
Disappear to the Bahamas. I feel
like
I remember
I would totally.
That,
like, I think fine. Like, I think not disappear. I feel like I'm always going to want to be like posting and stuff because I love it and I love like making content. Mm-hmm. So I'll always want to be doing that, of course. But I definitely would want to like live on a beach and like be able to have my like private time.
We're all definitely going to be posting more once we have kids and shit.
Oh, we're going to be
if
a
we're
whole
not posting
era.
Now, we're going to be posting because everybody loves filming their kids. Like everything they do.
They do
just
funny stuff. They're hilarious.
They're funny.
Especially
they're funnier
like,
than you.
It's going to be so interesting because people are going to want to see a miniature version of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be insane. Like, I can't wrap my head around
that. I want to see miniature versions of all of you guys for sure. 100%.
Me. My poor kids. Oh my God.
With a bun.
They're going to be so confused. My alter ego, my Staten Island mom, they're gonna be like, who, like, which one are you? They're not gonna know.
That's gonna be so crazy.
My poor kids. So sorry, bub.
Life is crazy and great.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're all so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aww, we're all smiling. The entire podcast.
Life is fun sometimes.
There's a cue card in the corner. Smile now.
But it's good. I feel like that's kind of your, like how you go into everything is that you're like, as long as I enjoy doing it, even if it's stressful, like it's fine. I enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. But like when it stops being fun, peace out. Like,
I just want good energy around me all the time, you know? And if there's
you have
that,
a really good attitude. That helps a lot, I feel
Thank
like.
You.
Attitude Ray.
That's me.
New merch.
And having a good
stop
attitude.
Stop with the
like,
new merch. Speaking of merch, Zane is wearing my merch. Chuckasray.com. Hey, y'all.
Fanjoy.co/AddisonRay.
Yep. Pick it up.
Did I get it right? Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
Or you can do shopaddisonray.com. Either one.
Oh, shopaddisonray.com. Either one.
Is there anything else you want to plug before we close this out?
No, I think I'm good.
You sure?
My TikTok.
I have a team for that.
Don't you have a makeup brand? Come on, Addison.
Yes,
I plug
about
it every month.
Item Beauty.
Hello. I'm an ambassador.
You plugged it.
I did. I did say Item Beauty earlier.
Yeah.
Make sure you include that, Mariah.
Just keep an eye out.
So make sure to check out her makeup brand, Item Beauty, her merch, her podcast with her mom.
My movie.
Mama Knows Best, and her movie that's coming out.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Make sure to check out the audio every single Monday on Spotify, Apple, or any other podcast platform. You can check out the video on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Do we have anything to plug in?
Baby, we got that new merch that we just dropped. You can check that out at zaneandheathunfiltered.com. It is a cozy sweater with our Unfiltered logo across the chest. It's really
Where's
nice.
Mine?
Oh,
we have one for you. We got
Yay,
one for you if you want.
Thank you.
We'll give you right after. Anything else? You guys want to plug in your stuff? What do you got to plug in? Mariah has a TikTok account.
I need to plug in my phone. It's it's dying.
Oh, my first voiceover gig.
This is so sick.
Kenny has his, like, it's really actually really cool.
Kenny has it's
something.
Really cool.
Kenny, tell him what you
I
did
because
I don't know.
I want him to say it, so I stopped myself. Go, Kenny.
Yeah, my first voiceover gig is it's The Oyster. It's a podcast. Should be available on all podcast platforms. It's a sci-fi podcast. So if anyone's into sci-fi, check it out. I think episode 3 is out. It's up to episode 3. So,
and he's working with like actually really incredible fucking actors.
It's a really great cast.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Great cast. That's so amazing.
Thank you so much.
He's working side by side with Andrew Santino, which is really cool.
Yeah, we got Keith David in there, Carla Gugino, Giancarlo Esposito, who's in The Mandalorian.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Congrats, Kenny. That's
I love
so
the
dope.
Article that it came out. It was all these movies with all these actors. And then the
Kenny
last
Kenny Allen
was,
from Zayn and Heath Unfiltered.
Honestly,
it felt really good seeing that. I was like, oh my God.
I immediately
so cool.
had to send it to you guys.
That's
I was like,
so
oh,
cool.
That was really cool.
That's so
Don't
amazing.
Ask me, but you're looking at me.
So make sure
what
to check that
plug?
Out.
I cannot follow that up. Big things coming, guys.
Something.
Big things coming.
I got to think about it tonight.
I can't talk about it.
I signed too many NDAs for this. It's going to top secret.
all right, guys. Thank you again for watching. We love you. And Addison, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Love you.
It's been
really
love fun. You guys.
Hey, we love you. You as kind, you as smart, and you as important.
So is you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.